It is Rural Focus. Troy with you, and now joined with Kim Valenti from Valenti Lawyers. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Troy. And listeners, how are you?
Not too bad. Now, today, mate, a very hot topic out at the moment. Speaking biosecurity and agricultural management, let's go through this. Firstly, the context.
Yeah, well, the context is that I recently gave some advice to a farming family regarding the sale of their farm. And one of the questions that was put to me was, do I need to disclose that there's some, I think it was Patterson's curse. Mm. I think that's what it was. And I thought to myself, I better have a look at this because I think there is a duty under the Biosecurity and Agriculture Management Act to do so. I also think that the general conditions of sale, which are a 20-page document that is automatically attached to any contract for sale of land, has a particular condition in it that has a clause that basically says, are you aware of any noxious weeds or prohibited organisms on your property? And I'm thinking, gee, if you do know as a farming family or a landowner of such a thing on your property and you don't disclose it, you're engaging in misleading and deceptive conduct, which could end up seeing somebody, namely the buyer, get a bit annoyed and issue proceedings, or you'll get a letter from a firm of lawyers saying, we've suffered damage as a result of your non-disclosure, we want some money back. And I thought, well, I might just speak to your listeners about what I consider to be their obligations, whether they are landowners, farmers, or occupiers, right? So the purpose of that particular act, the Biosecurity and Agriculture Management Act, which is a WA Act, is to provide effective biosecurity and agriculture management in Western Australia. Now, you have been kind enough to refer earlier in our discussion about foot and mouth, and it didn't even occur to me to that extent that this act will apply to that as well.
Okay.
So the purpose of that particular act is, as I've just indicated, to protect the biosecurity and manage agriculture in WA. The obligations on owners of land, farmers, occupiers, tenants, is if they see or observe a prohibited organism, whether it be a plant or a pest or something in between, they have a duty under the Act to report that to the appropriate department, a section within the Department of Agriculture and Food. And that makes common sense because not the department doesn't have enough people to be on the land every day going through with a fine-tooth comb to see if there's any prohibited organisms. Yep. So the agents for the department are the farming people, probably the employees of the farming people, and any tenant. So there's a direct obligation on a landowner, farmer, or occupier to tell the department of what they know if they see one of those prohibited objects. That's fine, and that's an obligation, but sometimes people think, oh, I get away with that and say anything. Well, in the context that I found, that I bring to this particular discussion, I'm advising the seller of land about their obligations. If they don't disclose something about a noxious weed or a prohibited organism, as it's called in the Act, then that's misleading and deceptive conduct, and that will or is more likely than not to come home and bite them. So not only do they have a statutory obligation, there's a contractual obligation when you're looking at selling. If you don't comply with that particular obligation, excuse me, to inform the department, you then are in breach of the Act. And the penalties, albeit the maximum penalties, are enormous. Somewhere between 50K and down to 20K per event. Now, that's a lot of money. And people need to know that there is this specific express duty to report prohibited organisms on their land or of which they are aware. And if they don't, and someone comes to the door and says, look, I understand from so-and-so that there might be some prohibited organism on your property and you haven't reported it, potential fines are quite significant. $20,000 to $50,000 is no small amount of money. So I thought, well, I'd just like to draw that to the attention of your listeners.
Yeah, absolutely.
Give them something in the back of their mind, and particularly the obligation to the department under the Act, and then equally as importantly, when they go to the market to want to sell, they can't withhold the information. That non-disclosure will open them up to a legal liability in the future. And I don't want to see any of your listeners in that context. It's just not appropriate. No.
Have you had any callers from farmers with foot and mouth disease? Maybe
no.
You had, no, nothing?
No, no, thank God. No, I don't exactly. wish to hear any. Not that I don't wish to hear them, but I don't want them to have
no,
it.
Absolutely.
But it is very topical. And
it
I
is.
Take
yeah.
your point.
Yeah. Yeah.
So hopefully that might assist some of your listeners, if only just keep in the back of your mind.
Mm.
And if there's any need for a bit more explanation or a bit more clarification, my mobile number 0411 889 049, or go to the website, and we, which is valentilawyers.com.au, and we can assist just by giving direction.
Go ahead and do that. Kim Valenti from Valenti Lawyers, as always. Nice to chat, mate.
Good on you. Thank you, Troy. Good on you.